Yeah. Well, that pill should be kicking in right about now, is it?
Yeah.
You know what you can feel? You can feel like you're leaving your body.
It feels like I'm leaving my body. I feel like I'm leaving my body. I feel like I'm leaving my body.
Sure you do. Here. All right, here we go.
From NPR Music, you're connected to all songs considered. No, that wasn't Robin, and nor was
it
me. It
sounded like you, Bob. It was me.
It was Sammy Yenigan, or was it you, Otis, in New York?
I don't put anything illegal in my body.
Okay. So his body's a temple just like Robin's.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Papa. We're doing an electronic edition of All Songs Considered today with Sammy Yenigan and with Otis Hart. And let's listen to this music and find out what they're all talking about.
Music.
Otis Hart, what are we listening to?
Otis, can I get a track ID?
Yeah, this is the first track on DJ Koz's new album. We've got it streaming on NPR Music right now if you like it. The album's called Amygdala. And
say the name one more time for me.
The album name? Amygdala. Yeah.
Amygdala.
Yeah, so DJ Koz goes a way back, but he's mostly known for his remixes. And this is sort of his first real album. He had an album of remixes come out a little while ago. And he's still working with other people. There's a bunch of contributors on here. Matthew Deer, Caribou, who's on this track, Apparat.
Which is called?
Track ID, anyone? Shout out to NPR music contributor Michelangelo Matos, who called this his favorite record of the year so far. So everyone should go check it out.
Awesome.
It's really good. That beginning reminded me of a time when I was in Amsterdam and I was in a coffee shop and I heard these two guys sitting at a table next to me, and then a third guy walked up and he said, "What is going on?" He said, "He's where I was about 30 minutes ago."
Hang on. I'll let this cook a little bit. Hang on there. This is DJ Koz. Need a copy of this after the show.
Well,
Sammy Yenigan.
Or you could go to our website and listen to it.
Is it streaming on our website?
He said it's streaming the whole thing streaming our awesome. First listening series.
Right, perfect. Sammy Yenigan, what do you have?
Well, while we're on the topic of great new electronic albums, let's talk about James Blake's upcoming album called Overgrown. His debut LP, self-titled LP, was one of my favorite records of a couple of years ago, and I'm very, very, very excited about his new record coming out. This track called Digital Lion he did with, it was a collaboration with Brian Eno. And
that's amazing. I'm excited for this.
Bob, you like that guy, right? I've heard once or twice.
Yeah, he's a dude I like.
He's a dude you like? Cool. Well, he's a dude I like collaborating with James Blake, especially this song, Digital Lion. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
This is so good.
Some heavy bass there.
Yeah.
I really like that drop off. And there's like this like clicking sound. It might be something being sent through a delay pedal or something. And then that sub boom, that sub bass kicks in.
Yeah, I'd advise people to be careful turning that up too loud with normal speakers.
That's right. I mean, this is the type
of
thing.
Have you guys each ever blown your speakers out?
Oh, sure.
I've blown
so many sets of speakers out. But now I have some Yamaha monitors in my little bedroom studio that I made, so I'm all set.
Which ones?
God.
Okay. Are they the white?
Yeah,
cones?
The little white. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, exactly, cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those are great little 100 something like that.
Yeah.
I remember the model.
They do the job.
Great. Do you have a subwoofer?
I don't. I need to
get
that.
Not getting personal. You need to take care of that.
I know. I need to. There's a bunch of things.
I don't know if that's any of your business, Bob.
I know. I figured if we have a conversation and I could just sneak it in.
NPR is auctioning off all their studio gear. I think it's public.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
So,
yeah, because we're moving.
I'm about to try to rate it for some mixers and compressors and all these things that I see sort of digital representations of in my, you know, on my computer. Yeah. There's like all these things that
There's actually things with real dials.
Yeah. Ah!
Well, this is really exciting that they collaborated, you know. I mean, it's so nice to know that Eno's still out there and that Blake would reach to him or however that came about.
Absolutely.
Do you know how that came about?
Kind of a no-brainer, really. I'm very excited about this record coming out on, I think it's out April 9th.
April 9th.
That earlier cut that Blake released in video for Retrograde, I must have watched that video 50 times.
Yes,
that's right.
Digital Lion.
I think that's streaming on our site, too.
Yeah, we do have that video up, yeah, if you search
for
Retrograde.
If you want to see Retrograde.
We got a lot of stuff on our site.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Yeah.
Hey, guys, I got another awesome collaboration.
Do it.
It's a collaboration between Justin Timberlake and Julio Bashmore. Except Justin Timberlake doesn't know that it's a collaboration. Because it's a cool story. Ever since Justin Timberlake's Suit and Tie came out, what did he do? Time into some big event like the Oscars or something? DJs around the world have been trying to get a little piece of it, a little piece of the action by remixing it, throwing it up on YouTube or SoundCloud. And one of the biggest names to jump into the fray is Julio Bashmore, who's probably, I don't know, I don't think there's a bigger name in house music right now. Is there, Sammy?
Disclosure.
He said that just to rile you up. I'm just saying.
Oh, I thought he was saying in the interest of full disclosure.
I mean, it sort of depends on what we're talking about, but Julio Bashmore is definitely sort of like in the underground deep house scene, and not even in the underground anymore, just one of the biggest sort of hottest producers in the game right now.
Last two years, he's had arguably the two biggest singles of each year. So anyway, this is a remix. You only find it on YouTube and hopefully on our site for a little while. It's Julio Bashmore remixing Justin Timberlake's Suit and Tie.
Thank you.
Otis.
Yes, Mr. Otis. You're on.
What?
There you are.
I was going to say that that there's a little bit of whack-a-mole going on with that song, because it was originally put up on YouTube, then it was put up on SoundCloud, then someone else put it up on YouTube, and each time, I'm not sure who it is, but someone's going around and requesting that it be taken down.
I guess that would explain why this version I'm playing only has 160 views.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, I thought that seemed really low, but yeah, whack-a-mole is a good word for it then.
What's the original sound like? I mean, I don't even know. Sorry.
That's why we love you, Bob.
Let's play it.
We'll do it. Just a second.
Do it for Bob, if nothing else.
Here we go.
Am I on Quaaludes? Is that the real thing?
Yeah, I actually don't. There's nothing about what I'm hearing here that I recognize in the other. Can you just play the other thing for a half second?
DJ Robin Hilton.
Like I said, DJs are just kind of like jumping on the title and doing their own thing with it.
Yeah, this not.
Wow, I'm not hearing that at all.
Yeah, right. Okay, thanks. Well, that clarified that.
That is Bob, definitely suit and tie, just in terms of.
I think what I'm going to do is I'll put out a new song economy. And call it Suit and Tie.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm for
Everybody
it.
Wants a piece of these few, like, Goliaths of monoculture. So,
yeah, there you
that
go.
Was Bashmore's.
Everyone's talking about the JT album. Otis, have you listened to it?
Is that out?
James Taylor? New record?
Yes,
I
James
love
Taylor.
James Taylor.
I know. There is a young cowboy.
I don't dislike JT. I just have other stuff I need to listen to.
Right.
Let's do something else now.
Yes.
Bonobo. I
Ooh,
got it.
Ooh. Love Bonobo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's
Bonobos love bonobos.
Bonobos are very friendly creatures and also make great music. Bonobo's new album is coming out on Ninja Tune.
He's touring with a 10-piece band. He's coming to Washington April 10th. I'm so excited.
That's right, that's right. So he's got this track floating around right now called Cirrus, which I've been playing over and over and over again.
Let's play it over and over
again. Let's play it over and over and over again.
Remind you of something, Mr. Sammy?
I was going to say Gold Panda.
And I was going to say Panther to Prince.
I think it reminds me of both of those things. Yeah. Sort of the bell work.
Totally.
Being
done
here.
Love this. This is a record called North Borders by Bonobo.
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 Like the ape.
Really beautiful. Really, really beautiful.
Glad you like it.
A little more. Just a little more.
Sure.
I'm Mr. Otis, talking with Otis Hart, talking with Sammy Yenigan, doing electronic music.
Oh, but before we go to Otis, that sounded so familiar, and I thought, did we put this on the show before? But then I remembered it's a video that we have up on the site. It's just insane. It's like all this sort of stock footage from either 1940s or 50s, films that the video editor and director has manipulated in the most amazing ways. I can't even begin to describe what they do, but the images sort of morph and grow and then repeat, and I just don't even know how you do that. But it's, you got to go to the site and check it out.
Bonobo.
Now let's go to Otis.
Speaking of Bonobo.
But do we still have to go to Otis?
So I don't have a natural transition out of that. That was a pretty smooth song and very enjoyable. I was actually listening with my eyes closed. Can we amp it up a little bit?
Yeah, let's do that.
I got a premiere here from a producer named Joker. And Joker has been around for a little while. He actually even got swept up in the 4AD Zeitgeist grab bag a couple years back. And
explain
had a,
that.
What do you mean by that?
What?
Sorry.
Excuse me?
So Joker was a really huge
You could
name.
Run and go get your lunch now, as Otis explains this. Yes, go ahead.
Now, Joker was a... Back, he kind of like burst on the scene in 2009 and released an album on 4AD a couple years back, an actual full length, which, you know, a lot of these bass and dubstep producers, they don't really work in the album length medium. And now he's back with a single. It comes out April 15th and it's on his own Capsize label. It's called The Face Off. And this song that you're going to hear from it is called Hands Up, and it's called Hands Up for a reason. You'll hear why.
Down from the table, Otis.
And so you put can your shirt on.
You can imagine that song, you know, being
you just
played.
Said
for...
that to Steven the other day. Not in real life.
You can imagine that song being played to like 20,000 people at extreme volumes, sort of the way people are congregating in Miami right now. Sammy.
The congregation in Miami is
Winter Music Conference and Ultra Music Festival. Two of the biggest dance music festivals in the world.
See, we just got Bob and I and a bunch of other of us from NPR Music just got back from South by Southwest, and I was just thinking how I saw a lot of synth pop, but I didn't really hear a lot of electronic dance music at that festival, and I didn't know if I was just looking in the wrong place or
I mean, I think there is some, but it's probably due to the fact that there are a lot of people getting ready for Winter Music Conference and Ultra, which happen every year. They happen immediately after South by Southwest. I've been before. It's a great time right now down there. I mean, while we're on the topic of sort of big room dance music, this
big
is the
room.
Part.
What's big room, Sammy?
Big room dance music. How can I say this? Dance music that's meant to be played towards large audiences, that sort of has massive amounts of reverb and huge synths and stuff that's sort of built for stadiums and big rooms.
So the arena rock of
kind of sort of, I mean, yeah, arena, club music. I mean, big room is referring to big rooms, playing
yeah,
at the big rooms.
Basically, these venues, a lot of the places that you would go to see or to dance will have different rooms in the same building. And there's the small room that's playing like chillier stuff or more, you know, heady stuff. And then there's the big room where you might go towards the middle of the night.
To hear something like Joker.
That's where Robin and I go.
Yeah, actually, I was just sitting here thinking, now, as someone who's a little older than these guys, and has, you know, I have a family I have to think about now, I'm wondering, do you guys, when you go to these shows, are you right there in the middle of it all, in that sea of people just jumping up and down?
So I'm 24 now.
Clear over the hill.
Yeah.
When
I was a kid, when I was getting into dance music, I should say, I was much more about the sort of festival scene, and as I've spent more and more time, the intimate club setting is definitely the vibe that I've been going for recently. I got a song you can play in either room. Yeah, there it is. It's called Wheel Gunner Dub. This is
a gun on cue.
This is a new track from Justin Martin and Ardalan. Ardalan.
Nice stereo there.
And this is not sure if I spelled that
and
right.
Sammy, you're right. Like the Dirty Bird scene does play in both rooms.
That's they're right. That's right. So Dirty Bird is a label that I've brought onto this show before.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of theirs, and this is sort of the latest banger from one of my favorite artists, Justin Martin. The bass sound that you get on this drop, we're hearing the build right now, and this will grow and grow and grow, and then sort of hit this like whip sound, and then we get this crazy bass. So let's check it out.
You guys ought to go head to head here. That's really good.
I feel like Justin makes people go crazy, dude.
Justin Martin is there's always a little bit of humor in his songs too, which I like.
Yes, for sure.
Cartoon Ricochet sound
in
there.
That's right. That's right. It's not a label that takes itself too seriously, and I gotta say, San Francisco. And I gotta say, you know, the dance music world, especially right now, is just it's so serious. I mean. And to be fair, I mean, this is, you know, people take their music very seriously, and I have a lot of respect for that, and I'm down. But Dirty Bird definitely has a sense of humor about their stuff, which is refreshing, I would say. So, yeah. And this thing, I've played this out before, and people lose it to this.
So a long cut. It's like 7 minutes or something. It's a lot to get lost in.
Yeah, I mean, the long cuts are perfect for DJs because they can kind of play with, you know, play with the sound and sort of play with mixing in and out of it and don't have to worry about the track ending too soon. And, like, DJs really, for the most part, a lot of the people that I know don't like the 3 to 4 minute cuts because they're constantly scrambling to find the next thing as opposed to, like, having the comfort level to mm-hmm. work in and out of the song.
Yeah. This next track that I got lined up for you guys, actually, I heard in a DJ mix a couple weekends ago on there's this channel in London called Rinse, and you can get it on the web at Rinse FM, and it's must listen material. The channel itself, it's some people's, you know, soundtrack. It's that good. But this particular show was DJed by Dusk and Blackdown, which is a pair of producers from the UK. And they let off their show with this song, and I was like, oh my god, what is this? And I frantically started digging around on the internet. It's a bootleg by a producer named Missing No, MSSNG, capital NO. He made this refix, they call it, of a Brandy song called Right Here, and it's got this like amazing synth action and like really nice drums, and I've been listening to it probably 20 times in the last 24 hours, so
wow.
I hope you guys dig it.
Okay. Is it dropped somewhere 10 minutes later?
No.
Where's the drop?
Dude, I gotta have a drop.
Mister, can you tell me where the drop is?
No, there's no drops. I mean, you guys know. There's a lot of the stuff we listen to doesn't have drops.
I just thought it was happening.
But this is not the first time that, you know, a UK producer has done something really cool with a Brandy lyric. Blowan had a song on our favorite 100 songs of the year in 2011.
Getting Me Down.
Getting Me Down. And, you know, Brandy is, I think she's bigger in the British DJ scene than she is in America right now.
It's all that, I mean, that sort of sampling 90s R&B.
And Brandy is the distilled wine, the...
Precisely.
Yeah.
Precisely. 90s R&B samples have, for years, been sort of the go-to sound bank. 90s R&B has been the go-to sound bank for a lot of electronic producers in the UK. A lot of dubstep producers, especially.
Ciara, Brandy, Aaliyah,
all these people, yeah.
You think it's an age thing? You think it's just what they grew up on and felt comfortable to
play
with?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an age thing. And I also think that there's, I mean, for people, you know, my age, 24, like, I grew up listening to 90s R&B on the radio. And it's interesting, like, hearing, getting into electronic music, getting into dance music, and hearing samples of all these tracks that have been, like, recontextualized in such a strange way. But, so, like, it sounds totally different than what I heard when I was growing up.
But still familiar.
Still familiar. Yeah. Like, there's still this, like, sort of subconscious thing that's grabbing me and bringing me in.
Well, that's sort of the equivalent of blues riffs in rock and roll and in psychedelia and all that stuff. You know that riff, but it ain't the way you first heard
that's
it.
Right. Right? That's
same
right.
difference.
That's right.
Cool. We got one more left.
It's from a producer named Kyle Hall. He's a 21-year-old kid from Detroit, and he's sort of, for years, been this prodigy of the Detroit techno scene. And Detroit is where techno started, so being a prodigy of the Detroit techno scene is a big deal in certain circles.
Yeah, I am psyched to hear this full length.
Yeah, so he's finally got a full length record coming out. It's under his KMFH moniker, which is sort of the more stripped down, raw side of his sound. And, you know, I spoke to him on the phone earlier this week, and he was sort of telling me the concept behind it. The album's called The Boat Party, and it's sort of poking fun at the European boat party concept, and juxtaposing it with sort of the state of Detroit right now, and sort of the state of discarded luxury all over the city, and that's what this.
This guy's pretty heavy, dude.
Heavy dude. Yeah. Yeah,
that's really.
Let's hit a little bit of it.
Very thoughtful. All right.
Let's say goodbye.
Let's hear
Hang on.
It's actually a great song to go out.
Yes! So the whole time I was talking, you guys...
We're typing back and forth trying to make sure we punked you, yeah.
Yeah. It's nice to do during the most heartfelt moment.
Right.
It's great. It's
so
great.
So if you look at my,
you know how Steven
you look at
feels,
my text
Sammy.
Message, it says, I say to Robin, punk Sammy.
Yeah.
And Danger Zone. Yeah. Got it. Yeah. Kyle, if you're listening, I'm really, really sorry about this.
We thought you were working with a bunch of professionals, but
no.
It was, yeah. All right.
No, it's a reminder to not take ourselves too seriously.
That's right.
Let's keep talking about it, though, instead of letting it happen.
Yeah, you don't always want to be in the big room.
Yeah, that's right.
We're in the
prod room.
Thanks, guys. And actually, there's really some damn good music.
Yeah, I thought so.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Appreciate
guys.
It. Thanks let's go out on.
Let's go out on Measure to Measure by Kyle Hall. It's a premiere off his debut album, The Boat Party.
Excellent. I'm Bob Boylan along with Robin Hilton.
Thank you so much for having
me. Bye, guys.
See ya.